the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Barber's Body Shop, Air Adjusters, Jessup Furniture, and by Moon Doggies. And now, here is your host, Kip Branch.
All right, welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location at Moondoggies, where we are at every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for the entire football season. This segment of the Sean Pender Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Urgent Med 1, Urgent Med Plus, Barber's Body Shop, Air Adjusters, Jessup Furniture, and by Moondoggies. And now join us, the head coach for the Brunswick High Pirates, Sean Pender.
All right.
Yeah.
Still no booze, that's good.
Still no booze. Let me get this crowd involved. We have not beat Camden County since 1999. Can I hear a little bit from the crowd out here? Been a long time, coach. Congratulations on that win. That means a lot to the Pirate Nation.
It does. It's a great program win. We're very excited to have that win, but now we gotta put that one behind us, because we got another game in front of us, and we don't want to end up running into a dump truck.
Coach, we've been dealing with some weather issues. Haven't played a Friday night game yet so far this football season. Does it feel like things are back to normal this week?
It does. We were just thinking about that today, just goofing around with the coaching staff. We had a beautiful Monday, we had a beautiful Tuesday, beautiful Wednesday, and now the rain's supposed to start coming in, what, tomorrow?
Does that mean we'll play on Saturday? I don't know.
No, I think we're going to get a Friday in.
Let's hope so. Coach, let's talk about your defense against Camden County. We played pretty good defense in the first half, didn't give up any points. Your overall impression of how our defense played in the first half of that game?
If you can sum it up in one word, it'd be physical. You know, our defense got after them. They hit them hard. They set the tempo with the way they played. And, I'm still a little disheartened about that pick six, because we would have had to shut out and probably up by four scores at halftime if we didn't do that. But anyhow, the defense played fantastic. Very, very physical. And, I'm hoping to see more of it.
Coach, Camden has some big kids on the offense and defensive line, and we kind of just came out and dominated them on both sides of football. That's got to be a testament to your strength and conditioning program. You had to be pleased with that.
Oh, very much so. Our kids were ready to play. They were wanting to play, and both defensive line, George Mincy made a lot of big plays early, and he was able to just out physical and out speed rush their tackles. And then we had Sherrod Frazier coming off the other edge that made it very difficult for them. They couldn't handle that speed. But yeah, the conditioning, it came into play pretty good, especially in the fourth quarter, because we were looking a little winded there in the third quarter, but then we bounced back in the fourth, and that had to do a lot with the physical conditioning we do, that the mayhem stuff that we're doing, and we kind of reminded them of that. They remembered and played well.
Coach, I watched some of Sean Ward's highlights. He posted them on Facebook this week. This guy was knocking people's helmets off down there, and he hits people hard. Talk a little bit about his play Saturday and how physical he is at linebacker.
Well, he has a nickname, Pitbull, for a reason. He goes after you, he attacks you. Very low center of gravity, and when he hits you with everything he has. He's not a real big kid. He's physical, he's thick, he's strong, but he's not real tall, and he gets underneath you, and he just knows how to give you that oomph right there at the last moment, and that's what helps him.
Oh, he gives it. Coach Sherrod Frazier, what did he not do on Saturday? He did pretty much everything. I said in another show that he did everything except hand out bottled water in the stands. Talk a little bit about, and it was hot down there Saturday, by the way, and so talk a little bit about his play and how he's developing as a player, and I know that you want him to get better, and he can get better.
Oh, definitely, especially with his conditioning. He's such an explosive player that when he goes, he gets winded a little bit quicker, and Yeah, he ran the ball hard. I believe he actually got in the end zone around five times. It's just three of the times it was called back. So he runs the ball very, very physical. He runs the ball hard. And then, of course, he plays that way on the defensive side of the ball. In our scheme, we have him blitzing a lot, which demands a lot out of him. He's not reading. He's going after the quarterback, or he's chasing down plays from the backside. So it's a very physical, demanding position we have him playing on both sides of the ball. And he does well. We got to find ways to rest him a little bit more. And then at the same time, we got to find ways to get him in better shape so we can use him more.
You're listening to the Sean Pender Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach Cam Futch had an interception. Played so far this year, he's played really well at linebacker for you. How's he developing, and what are you expecting out of him later in the season?
See, Cam, you know, one thing that he is the leader of the defense. You know, he makes all the checks. You know, puts you in the right position, puts our players in the right position to make good plays. He's really become a student of the game, so I'm proud of that from him. And yeah, he is picking up his physical play. Matter of fact, they did a blitz on us in practice the other day, and Cam timed it up so perfect. He got to Jamar Stevenson the same time the ball did. So if he does that on Friday, that'll be fun to watch.
And Coach, we dealt with an evacuation, Hurricane Irma, you know, all the damage it caused in our local community. You didn't have much time to put a game plan in for Camden. Basically had one day of practice, and it looked like we didn't miss any time down there in the first half and in that football game the other night. Talk a little bit about your coaches and what they had to do to get ready for this football game and the players that had to scramble to get back.
Well, start off early in the week when everyone was already evacuated, and you know, some of the coaches that did have power were able to get on huddle, and some of the ones that didn't were able to find it. And we kind of worked individually on our own, but yet communicating back and forth, preparing to play just in case we had the opportunity to. And then our coaches did a very good job of keeping in communication with our kids. Some of our kids, you know, evacuated all the way to Atlanta, and we were still talking to them, trying to keep their heads ready just in case we did have the opportunity to play. And a lot of them would call us back or text us. And this is something that was, you know, fun, is worth mentioning. I was talking to my wife, Dana, about it. These kids, which was some I'm not real used to, you know, in the most part. I know I had real good kids in all the different places I coached, but these kids were calling on me and checking on me and my family and seeing how we were doing. They were concerned about us. So that was really refreshing as well. It was a two-way street. But they would call, and we would call and talk back and forth, and we'd talk about the game plan. So when we got back and were able to play on Thursday, to practice on Thursday, we were able to keep their focus.
Now, how many kids did you have on Thursday, and how many did you have on Friday?
Thursday, we had 56, okay. But we had majority of our starters. We were missing two starters on defense and missing one or two on offense, but then on Friday, we had everybody but one starter. Couldn't make it back until Saturday morning at 2:30 in the morning.
Coach George Mincy's turning into quite a defensive lineman. Went to school with his mama, so I figured I'd ask about him tonight.
Oh, he's doing a good job. He's getting better every week. He's not seen as much in what he does with the way we play and the way we scheme, but he really was seen against Camden. He showed up, and he showed up in a big way.
Big sack he had that forced a missed field goal in the first half, and that was a huge turning point in the game right there.
Oh, definitely. Was able to preserve the shutout at the time.
Coach, special teams, and that's something that over the past few years we haven't talked a whole lot about, and now we're talking a lot about it. We had a kickoff, it went in the end zone, Dalton Thrift booted in the end zone, and I said on the broadcast, man, I hadn't seen that in quite some time. That was like a time warp. But that extra point that he made to put it 36-27, that was huge late in the football game.
Oh, crucial extra point. He was also perfect on extra points. He made every one he attempted, and also the field goal into the end zone. And then the ones that didn't go in the end zone, he kicked them high, and it gave our kickoff team a time to get down there and cover. So he did a very good job. He did a phenomenal job. And how about Jalen Jackson with the punt? That he punted 50-something yards into the end zone. And that was the first time you've seen our punt team.
That was the first time. And I made this comment on the broadcast, too. When is the last time your punter is also your punt returner? That's a good trivia question.
This might be the first.
Okay. I mean, that's I can't remember that ever.
So, oh, no. Fred Gibson, 1999. I was offensive coordinator at Ware County. He was our punter, and he was our returner.
Okay. Well, Fred, yeah, I can see Fred punting. He was a good player in Georgia. So we're going to take our first break. You're listening to the Sean Pender Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Your new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender's Coaches Show, Moondoggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moondoggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates!
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
The stress of being in an accident doesn't need to be compounded by dealing with a body shop that doesn't have your best interest in mind. That's why Barber's Body Shop has been in business for over 20 years, because they care about you. Locally owned and operated, which means the Barber's Body Shop family are people you know, your neighbors, people you go to church with and you see on Friday nights. Highway 341, just before the overpass next to Langford Auto Parts, 912-262-6841. And remember, let's go Pirates!
Welcome back to the Sean Pender Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location from Moondoggies. This segment brought to you by Moondoggies, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Barber's Body Shop, and Coastal Pines Technical College. Coach, we were up 22-6 at half. We come out in the second half and things didn't go our way. But we settled in the fourth quarter and we found a way to put these guys away. That had to mean something to you. That was a game in 2016 when the adversity hit. I don't think we win that football game. So talk a little bit about that.
Well, one, you got to give hats off to Camden County and their coaching staff. You know, they made some good adjustments on coming out at halftime. You know, they got the ball and they had sustained a good drive. Their quarterback made some great plays to keep it alive on third down, and they were able to convert two key third downs and were able to punch it in. And on that drive, they took a lot of time off the clock. And then when we got the ball back offensively, we did the biggest no-no you can do and go three and out. You know, we went three and out really fast, and we didn't give our defense any rest. Next thing you know, our defense was right back. We shanked the punt. It wasn't a very good punt that time. And then we gave them very good field position, and then they were able to come back and drive and score again. And then we did another big no-no. We went three and out again. So when that happened, that was all the plays we had in the third quarter. That was it. We had two three and outs. When we had six snaps, Camden did a great job of controlling the ball and keeping the ball away from our offense. And when our offense had the opportunity, we didn't take advantage of it. So they kept our defense out there for a long time, and then they punched the ball in early in the fourth quarter, and then that's when we got the sense of urgency about ourselves. We were able to drive down and get a score.
Coach, the play Sherrod Frazier made on the two-point conversion when it was 22-20, to me, was one of the biggest plays of the football game. He forced the high throw, and it was out of bounds, and they didn't convert, and we still held on to that lead. And he ran a long way to get to the quarterback on that particular play. Those are the kind of hustle plays I know you stress and talk about a lot. Little things add up to big things.
Oh, yeah, the receiver they had in the end zone was wide open. They did a little rollout throwback, and our we had a breakdown in coverage, and the receiver was wide open, and Frazier's hustle to try to get to the quarterback and run him down, put the quarterback under duress. So when he was under duress, he just threw it up for grabs and threw it out the back of the end zone, and that was a big, big play. That probably was the play of the game.
That was a big play. You're listening to the Sean Pender Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, is 29-27. They hit a long pass on us to they'll cut it to two. And we get the ball back on the 20, and we drive 80 yards, and it felt like we scored seven times to get that touchdown. That was a big drive. I can't remember a bigger drive in recent memory than that, other than the drive at Valdosta in 2010 to send it to overtime. But that was a huge drive to take back the momentum of that football game. It seemed like it was all on the ground, too, most of it.
Oh, yeah, most of it was. But we did drive a good 80 yards, and we took time off the clock in that aspect, and we were able to finish. But we did score three times on that drive before we scored the final time, that the one that actually counted. So we had four touchdowns called back in that game, and I believe three of the four, or were all four of them in the fourth quarter.
There was a lot of them.
Yeah, I can't remember, but we had a lot of touchdowns called back there, and Rashard Frazier had, I believe, three of those were called back on him, and then DJ Whitfield had the one called back.
Sherrod had like 80 yards rushing, and he told me, man, if my touchdowns would have counted, I would have had 150.
Yeah, that's true.
I said, you're right. But let's talk about the offense, Coach, and we'll start with Jalen Tremmons. Just out of the blue, 120 yards the other night, and you've had some injuries at running back, and this guy steps up, kind of unheralded, and he just makes things happen when he gets football gets in his hand.
Oh, he did a tremendous job, and with his limited athletic ability, he did tremendous. He got everything out of his ability that you could ask for. So I was very, very pleased with that. He's not the fastest kid in the world, but he's one of the hardest workers, and that's just a testament to hard work beats talent any day of the week, and that's what he did. He worked hard, and he deserved the opportunity, and he took advantage of his opportunity. Very proud of the way that young man played Saturday.
Coach, Jamarius Stevens, 230 yards passing, 54 yards rushing. How did he play Saturday?
He played fair. I'll say fair. I'm not saying
he's tough on the quarterback.
No, yeah, he's done a tremendous job. He's gotten a lot better, but he played fair. We're still not where we want to be. I think that when we get there, when I say that, look at the tempo. Our tempo is really slow right now. We gotta pick up our tempo. Sometimes it gets lethargic, and I blame my quarterback for that. You know, he's got to get the tempo up, and we got to push. We got to put that pedal, down to the floor on that gas.
Coach, your offensive line totally dominated these people. 500 yards of total offense. This is two games in a row we've pretty much taken over the lines of scrimmage and just actually mauled people. You got to be pleased with the development there.
Oh, I am. We ended up rushing for over 250. I can't remember the exact amount of yards. You probably know that better than I do. But that's definitely a testament to the offensive line and the balance that we're able to do. We're very good at pass protection, not just run protection. So that makes us very difficult to defend when we can run the football and pass it.
Coach, that's a question. I just brought up another question. The perception is with your offense that we're just pass happy and throw the football, but you want to be balanced. You want to run the football. And when this thing's clicking, you've got pretty much the 50-50, and that's what it was on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, that's what we're looking for. That's what we hope to do. Over the past couple of years, when you have a quarterback like Stetson Bennett, you're going to put the ball in his hand more and make more things happen. But traditionally, what we've been doing over the past 16 years, it's been close to 50-50, and it's been around 200 yards rushing, 200 yards passing. And we would like to stay that way.
Coach, your running back situation, you brought in Sherrod Frazier, and he ran like a wild man the other day. I some of my friends are telling me, wait till you see this guy run the football. And I said, yeah, but he's good on defense. But when he got in there running that football on Saturday, he's special with the ball in his hand, Coach.
He is. Yeah, he's just a special type of ball player. Whatever, you know, whatever you give him to do, he's going to do it, and he's going to do it well. And you look at the running back situation. I mean, you know, that's how Jalen got his opportunity. We had, you know, our first string running back broke his toe. Then we had to move Shaquille to the backfield, and he was the player that didn't get in until 2:45 in the morning and couldn't get, you know, much practice time, and he was pretty tired. So you had another kid named TJ Carmina. Well, he's had a sprained ankle for 3 weeks. You know, he only practiced for 2 days out of those 3 weeks, and he wasn't really ready to play yet. So that gave Trimmings the opportunity. And, you know, when you're down to your third or fourth string running back, you know, you have to look at your best athletes and try to get the ball in your best athletes' hands. And we knew that Sherrod Frazier was very dominant. We planned on using him more at running back when we got to reach and play. It just happened we had to use him a little bit early, and now everyone's seeing what this kid can do.
He's pretty good. Like you said, once he gets in that game shape, he didn't work out all summer. He had the hip problem, so.
Yeah, he had hip, hamstring, yeah. Groin, you name it. What was wrong with him?
We're going to take our commercial break, and when we come back on the Sean Pender Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network, we're going to talk a little bit about the passing game. We'll talk a little bit about South Effingham. Wrap up this victory over Camden County, the first time since 1999. In 1999, Bill Clinton was president. That's been a long time ago. We'll be right back on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glenn County, Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com. This crazy South Georgia weather is like a box of chocolates. But no matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. In fact, Air Adjusters has combined experience of over 100 years. High quality work, trained professionals. Give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call, 912-264-9747, or online at airadjusters.com. Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing, located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times. Or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Welcome back to the Sean Pender Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location at Moondoggies. This segment brought to you by Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Air Adjusters, and by Jessup Furniture. And let's give a big hand to Moondoggies. They host us every Wednesday night, and they do such a great job for us. Coach Alonzo Brown had another 100-yard receiving game last weekend, and he does it
quietly.
Four catches for 200
right.
yards.
You don't realize what he's doing, and that's a point. We're gonna emphasize our receiving group more in the early part of this game. You know, watching this game, you know, just look for a lot of quick screens, a lot of quick passes, getting the ball out of our quarterbacks. See, they got a big defensive line, but they don't move. They don't move real well. So what we're going to do offensively is wear them big boys out, and we're going to make them run side to side. So in the first quarter, watch for that stuff. And then their safeties, because they're not a real fast team, they play really far back. So it allows for a lot of room in the underneath stuff for us to get things done. So Alonzo Brown, he provided injury or anything like that. He should have more than four catches this game.
He should.
And I don't think they're all going to go for 20-something yards, but heck, they could.
Hey, Coach, real quick, I'm going to go through all the position groups, and you tell me how they're doing and what they got to improve on and to get better as the season progresses. I'll start with the wide receivers.
Well, of course, we want to get better, you know, every week. You know, the wide receivers, we need more consistency in our route running. And the blocking is great with the effort, but we're getting a lot of holding calls downfield, and that's because when we block, a lot of times our hands are going on the outside of the corners. They got to get on the outside of the shoulder pads. They got to get underneath the shoulder pads, and we got to drive block and move our feet. We can't get lazy with our feet. By catching the ball, they're doing a real good job there. Yards after catch, they're doing a good job there. Starting to understand the offense and where to be, they're doing a good job there. So overall, I'm pleased with them.
Offensive line,
it's good unless you're Coach Grady. Our offensive line coach, our offensive coordinator, Coach Grady, is really tough on those boys. But what I think really helps us out is now that we have a couple of our boys healthy and we created some competition on the offensive line, we're able to roll people. If you notice, when we had an injury or something happened, Coach Grady was able to move some things around, put different people in different places, and it looked like we didn't miss a beat. And that's because you have the competition, and Coach Grady is so tough on them. Strengths, I'm going to still say the strength is in their pass protection. Running the football, we are running the ball well. I would like to see us be a little bit more aggressive. John Kano, for example. John Kano does a great job on how he finishes blocks. But I would like to see the rest of our offensive line be able to finish blocks the way he does. Just have that tenacity about them.
Running backs, and I'm going to include our trainer, Chantel Pierre, because he spends a lot of time with this group. So talk a little bit about the running backs.
I'm pleased with the running back group. I mean, you know, if you look at our running back group, as far as great athletes, not so much. And you put Sherrod Frazier in there, then yes. But they are very good at what they're doing. They're team players, and that's the biggest thing. It doesn't matter who gets 100 yards rushing as long as a team rushes for over 100 yards, and that's something that they're able to do. They're not a selfish group. The one thing I would say as far as improvement is not putting the ball on the ground. You know, we do these dual drills, and we work real hard on ball security. It's not that we're not working it, but still we find a way to put the ball on the ground, and we can't do that.
You listen to the Sean Pender Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live at Moondoggies. Coach, quarterbacks.
I'm always going to be hard on him. But no, he does a good job. But his name's going to be in the paper every week for having very good stats and doing everything. So, he's either going to be the hero or the goat. When we win, and we've been, we won the last few games, you hear a lot of good things about him. And then if we lose, he's just a high profile spot. He'll get a lot of the blame for that. But he's doing a real good job. He's picking up the offense. When you're going from a three-year starter to someone who's brand new in the system, I guess it's unfair to judge, but he is doing a good job for someone who's first year in the system. I really wish I would have one more year with him.
Special teams.
Special teams unit, let's see, the kickoff return team is probably the team I'm most displeased with, because we got really good returners who can take it all the way to the end zone, but the blocking up front is subpar. We don't have what we need on the blocking up front. We got to do a better job there. And then the punt team, I think they did a pretty good job, with the protection. Even though we don't see them much, hopefully we won't see them very much throughout the year. And then kickoff team, probably the team I'm most pleased with, the way we're covering, the way we're doing our kickoffs. PAT field goal. Inconsistent. We got more consistent this time, but the first couple games we were inconsistent, especially with only having 10 men on the field. So we got better there, but I would still like us to be perfect on PAT and field goals, and we're not that yet. So when we get there, I'll be satisfied. And then the punt return team. As long as we don't turn the ball over on the punt return, I'm happy. I do not. As long as we don't rough. If we don't rub the punter, we don't fumble a punt, I'm good with that. So, so right now I'm pleased with the punt return team.
Going to the defensive line, that's been a pleasant surprise to me. I don't know how you feel about that, but I was worried about the defensive line going into the season, and they played pretty well so far to me. Well, you're the coach, you tell us.
Well, yeah, defensive line, we're undersized. Yeah. You know, we're not very big up front, but the guys do play hard. They get after it. Justin Akers, a sophomore, who's a big pleasant surprise. He's number 36. You have a chance to watch him. He's really come on and done a phenomenal job. And, of course, we mentioned George Mincy's name. He does a real good job. And Jagarion, you know, we don't talk about because he's a hybrid. Him and Rudy Nixon are hybrid types. They can play on the D-line, and they line up at linebacker. So with that pressure that they're putting on the quarterbacks and the way we're using Sherrard Frazier. I know he's a linebacker or a strong safety in some aspects, but we almost use him as a fourth man pressure when we come in, and because of his tenacity and how fast he attacks the quarterback, we can get and drop in good coverage and get to the quarterback with four man pressures.
Our linebacker core, you have to be pretty pleased with them so far.
It's the strongest group. It's the strongest group of our team. But we demand the most out of that group. And you have a group of young men. You know, we've already talked about Sean Ward and Cam and them. But you also got to remember Tevin. You know Tevin, he was a defensive lineman last year. He dropped 30 pounds to play linebacker. He's doing a real good job, and he's out in space. And he's part of the reason why we're able to send Sherrard Frazier as much as we do, is how well he's covering. And then you look at Stacy. You know, Stacy's playing outside linebacker or a pony type. He also like a strong safety. And the emergence of Stacy has really helped our defense improve at the linebacker position.
And finally, our defensive backs.
Right. How about Aubrey at free safety?
That's good.
He does. He when he lines up correctly. We're always on him about lining up correctly, but Aubrey is a physical presence, and whenever you have a physical presence playing at free safety, it does put a little bit of intimidation. When teams see how hard this kid can hit, you know, the receivers don't really want to catch the ball when they're coming across the middle, especially if they know they're going to have to pay for it, and typically Aubrey's going to make you pay for it. The corner play, we're getting better. I would say that's the weakest part of our defense. However, it's getting better. You know, one of our corners is just – he's 5 foot nothing. He's just real small, 5 foot six. But he's always in good position. He's there to make plays, and sometimes he just gets a mismatch on him. Not the Whitfield kid, but the number 21. I can't remember his name.
Whitfall.
Yeah, with the emergence of Whitfall, he does a real good job, and he's long, so he's helped out a lot. And then Jalen King. Jalen King is able to do a lot of things, and Jalen's able to move from corner to safety, which makes us more diverse when we need him to be.
Coach, we got South Effingham Friday night at the stadium, hopefully for our first Friday night game of the season. Talk a little bit about South Effingham. The record's 0-4, but you throw records out when you play on Friday nights.
You do, and you look at it, and you know, on paper we're the better football team on paper, but you got to line up and you got to play. They're going to be in the right position. They're going to be disciplined. They're going to do what they're supposed to do. Donnie Rebels, their head coach, and he's a defensive-minded guy. And when you look at their team, what's most impressive is they got better every week. You know, we have every game film that they played, and you watch them. The first game of the season, they look very bad. They didn't look good at all. But then you watch the way they played against West Lawrence, and you see the improvement. You see the way they played against Effingham, and you see the improvement. So I expect them to be even better this week. Offensively, they're a spread team like we are. They have a very good quarterback. The quarterback play is probably the best that they have. They got a big offensive line. They have a couple weapons at receiver. Running backs, they're below average. They don't have a lot of speed, but again, they're disciplined in what they do. And if we play defense the way we're capable of playing defense, it could be a fun night for our defense. Our defense is really good against the spread. They're a spread team. Their number one run play is the quarterback power read, but they have a great play action of it, so we can't get too aggressive on that power read, or they're going to burn us with the play action. But if they make a living on the power read, that quarterback's going to have a hard time finishing the game.
Any final comments, Coach, to our fans who are here tonight and anybody who will be listening online here?
Again, I appreciate you tuning in to our Pirates. We've had an exciting season so far. There's going to be a lot more excitement to come. We haven't tapped our potential. We get better every week. And I just appreciate the support that you give Pirate Nation.
Well, we're going to sign off, and good luck tomorrow night, Coach. And you've been listening to the Sean Pender Show. I'm Kev Branch for Coach Pender. We'll see you next Wednesday night at Moondoggies celebrating the win over South Effingham. And as always, Coach,
go Pirates!